AircheckDownloads.com.
Number 38 for Simon and Garfunkel and Bridge Over Troubled Water. Such a glorious evening it's going to be this evening. Oh, if you're outside in a barbecue, let us know. We'll say hello to you. And you need some kind of soft summer songs, don't you? That's what we need. Donna will do nicely, thank you. And All Kinds of Everything. Donna and All Kinds of Everything. And that was a 36 after 12 weeks in the charts. Now, over the last few weeks, people have been commenting on the fact, does he really speak dog? Oh, yeah. As I was talking to Mr. Beasley and doing a bit rough like that, you see, and he understood. And yes, I do speak a lot of languages. One of them is chicken. And to prove it, I have a chicken now. What do you want to say, chicken? Oh, this is a song called Funky Chicken. Rufus Thomas. Rufus Thomas and Dude of Funky Chicken. Hey, just gone 6:15.
Travel.
BBC Across the South.
Okay, let's see if there's anybody out there on those roads. A very good evening to Gemma King.
Good evening. If you're travelling over to the island through Ryde, I'm back with more in about half an hour.
Share your travel news. Call 08459 811111.
BBC Across the South.
In 1965, The Animals took it in the top of the charts, and in 1970, it was the turn of Frigid Pink, number 30 after 12 weeks, The House of the Rising Sun. We are looking at 1970, and in 1970, every young boy's dream, the Raleigh Chopper, was released. Now, it was the coolest bike to be seen on, and as motorcycle stuntman Evel Knievel's popularity reached its height, Chopper even released a Knievel bike, complete with false exhausts. I love it. But we're talking to sunshine, 30 degrees. We gotta have a bit of reggae. That is the law. Number 29 from Nikki Thomas.
Living on free food tickets.
Yeah, a little bit of reggae. That was Nikki Thomas at number 29 and Love of the Common People. And we have 1970. But first of all, I want to thank Jeff Lambert, who has just emailed in some amazing pictures of Buddy Holly at the new Buddy Holly Center, which has just been opened in the Holly Plaza in Lubbock, Texas. And he took these pictures 17th of June. Nice one. Very nice indeed. Now, move. A bit of Brontosaurus for you, John.
Cash's Classic Countdown.
The BBC Across the South.
And a very warm welcome to all our 6:30 joiners. You're in the middle of the chart of the 20th of June, 1970. And guess who is halfway up the chart? Norman Greenbaum. Norman Greenbaum and his Spirit in the Sky. 13 weeks in the chart, still at 22. Doing good business indeed. 1970 is our year this hour. And in films, well, we had Love Story, Ryan O'Neill and Ally McGraw. It was a weepy. The Aristocats, of course, from Walt Disney, still watched by kids today. And Ryan's Daughter, my favorite, Sarah Miles and Robert Mitchum. Fabulous. And in sport, well, only one big story. Chelsea beat Leeds in the FA Cup. Took a replay. And it was David Webb, wasn't it? Just put the last goal in. Yes, I do remember, just about. And the King had a hit to match my T-shirt today. This is Elvis Presley.
Ain't no room for a gold shut down, but it's down like New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, the Quo, a hit every decade, got to have one. That was Going Down the Dustpipe, and that was in the chart of June 1970. Also with Monty Python, that was the massive one. But also The Goodies started as well, which was very good. The show was an excuse for Bill Oddie, Graham Garden, and Tim Brooke Taylor to just do about anything they fancied. They were three odd job men who did anything, anytime, anywhere, including launching a rocket to the moon, sailing to a lost island, and house-sitting a lighthouse, of course. And the show's best remembered, I guess, for the hit tune The Funky Gibbon, among others. But well done, The Goodies. And this song was, well, it took everybody by storm. It was so poignant. This was Marvin Gaye and the story of Abraham, Martin, and John.
Honey, come back where you belong to only me.
Oh, yeah. Glen Campbell and Honey, Come Back. And a lot of people were trying to play that on 1970 on their stylophones, one of the most bizarre inventions of all time. It brought electronic music to the masses. And stylophone was invented by accident. How else? And kids presenter Ralph Harris was the ideal face to launch the product. It wasn't just amateur musicians who warmed at the stylophone. David Bowie wrote Space Odyssey using one. And bands like Pulp still use them today. So there we go. Meanwhile, our serious rock contingents were doing their nut over these guys. And quite rightly. In the top 10 for free, and it's all right now, baby.
AirCheckDownloads.com.